my optimism says we're going to see some honey on the hives in 2 weeks, but you just never know. It's a fickle business we're in, this bee business.
President of the Massachusetts Beekeepers Association, Dan Conlon, has seen some funny business in the honey business this year. Spring and early summer, as flowers bloom, are big seasons for bees. And this year, it seemed like things got off to a great start. Dan Conlon says that the warmer weather of the winter was great for bee colonies.
So where we were losing a lot of bees due to winter kill, we didn't lose as many. So the positive thing is that we actually have seen a lot of healthy hives coming out of the winter. And what that's led to is more bees, and beekeepers have been actually increasing the number of hives.
But when frost hit the region's apple blossoms in March, one of the earlier honey crops, it put a dent in this season's early honey production. And this year, Conlon says his bee farm, or apiary, produced very little apple honey. And combined with diseases and other challenges that bees are facing within the last few years, Conlon says Massachusetts is experiencing a honey shortage.
There's no last year crop sitting somewhere waiting to be sold. It's been used up primarily, and so even if you wanted to buy it, you can't buy it.
Rick Indres is president of the Franklin County Beekeepers Association. He helped outline some of the possible causes of a phenomenon called colony collapse disorder, where honeybee populations across the U.S. for the past several years have been disappearing. One probable cause is a tiny parasite affecting the bees.
A kind of intestinal parasite called Nosema disease that causes bees to feel sick. And in polite bee society, when a bee feels sick, it takes itself out of the nest in order to protect the rest of the bees. And in the case of colony collapse disorder, if you get a big outbreak of Nosema infection, and most of the bees are feeling sick, they all take themselves out of the hive.
Indres also says that mites have been bringing apiary ailments
that have names like deformed wing virus, acute Israeli paralysis virus. There are 20 or 25 or so of these viruses that infect bees, and they are transmitted by mites.
And a third probable cause, dangerous new pesticides, which cause neurological problems for the bees. But despite all the challenges that bees and beekeepers are facing, beekeeping is all the buzz. According to Indres, in the past 2 years, Massachusetts has seen over 600 new beekeepers. And Dan Conlon says that many of those beekeepers are located in urban areas, possibly inspired by the explosion in beekeeping in New York City after a ban was lifted on bees in 2010.
Beekeepers in places like Cambridge, Mass, and Boston, Mass. You know, I mean, I don't know where I don't know what they're doing with all their bees, but you know, just literally hundreds and hundreds of new beekeepers are taking up beekeeping in city settings, which is very, very, very much a new trend.
And right now, the interest in beekeeping is high, and the prices in honey are up. Conlon continues.
I think historically the prices in the wholesale market are at the highest they have ever been, and the demand's probably as high as it's ever been, certainly for domestic honey.
As for the rest of the season, it's anybody's guess, but for now, harvesting honey looks like a hobby that might stick around for a while. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.